from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino on the Wednesday edition. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky. Hey, Bill, don't pass the buck on me when half the Kentucky schedule is against the MAC. I'll just sit on my bum and sip four roses. I'll still watch them. No, to date, that's been the case. And the calculation is that's going to be the case. But I will say that Mike in Bonair, Georgia, did get me to thinking. Could this be the deal breaker ultimately on the fan masses? Simon Myrtle Beach. Yeah, and this right here will take us to another level. Tom says, Bill, the fake Rona taught us TV networks and advertisers that they don't need fans in the stands to make money. This goes for all sports, not just football. TV networks would rather you stay at home and watch the game. Sad but true. Here's where there starts to become cracks in the dam. College football season starts, and we're all watching. And they start posting the ratings on the games. And let's just say week one, you've got some good games. Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame at A&M. You got Miami versus Florida. I'm skipping over some, but you get my point. And I don't think anything's going to be noticeable. But in a couple of years, when we start getting ratings back and they're not as attractive, or let me say, if, and it's becoming apparent that those TV media rights deals are way too bloated, future conversations aren't nearly as attractive as they were. Folks, let me repeat something. The money has been ascending for 50 years, at least. A half century. It is not slowed down for any crisis. Any economical downturn, housing, banking, fake Rona, 9/11, whatever meteor that comes down and hits the earth has not slowed down the money. It's ascended parabolically. Is that forever? This right here might be the ultimate litmus test. Let me put it this way. If And when we make this transition, and like I told you, by 26, maybe 25, but by 26, all of this should be in place. A pro model on campus. No more mention of amateurism at all. It's all a pro model. If we get through that, make that monster transition, and the money in future contracts continues to be negotiated up, then there's probably your answer. Now, nothing is forever. But this is easily the biggest hurdle. And knowing, and let some of these commissioners or ADs, either one, I like, some I don't. But is there enough arrogance in the room to just assume that the money's just going to keep coming? We're going to keep asking. You're going to keep giving. Now, giving might just be what Tom was talking about. You're at home and you got it on TV. Now, whether you know it or not, whether it's coming out of your pocket or not, well, you're paying your cable bill, right? You're paying ESPN Plus for the other games, right? So even if it's a small investment, you're paying with your eyes. You could be paying with your product purchases or consumption. Might not be tickets. But if they get through all of this and the eyeballs do not dissipate and maybe they go up, then that's all you need to know. They've got everybody herded like sheep. I'm wondering what conversations they have behind the scenes on this topic that Mike and Bonnie or Georgia brought up, or if they are so arrogant that it's not even a point of order. It's not worth mentioning. The sheep are coming. We can herd the sheep in any direction we want, and they'll do it. No backlash at all. Kirkland down in Middle Georgia, down in Macon. Bill, you're right. TV saved everything. Well, TV is the reason for all the extreme wealth throughout college football. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Going to a college football game, guys, is becoming unreachable for the average American family of four. They don't seem to think that, though. They just keep gouging. Jeff, too. Bill, I don't see the money in college football ending anytime soon. The NBA has been losing viewers by the millions since Jordan and Kobe left. Amazon and NBC are rumored to be offering the NBA their largest TV deal ever right now to make the NBA, to take the NBA away from ABC and ESPN. Yeah, but is big tech, trillionaire businesses, are they interested in doing that with college football? That's a good question. Danny in New York City, our favorite police officer ever. Bill, I have become a fan of Army athletics more than ever because of the greed in college sports. The kids play for the pure love of the sport, not to mention love of the country. It may not be sexy football, but I've met former players who have gone on and done heroic things for this country. It's a good point by Danny. Yeah, Danny is very, he's a Michigan guy. And he's got a natty. He's got a happy natty, but he does post from time to time. He travels and goes to those ball games and is very loyal to them, is happily going to those games. Yeah, good point, Bud Danny. Yeah, good point. No, Kev, Bill, when I think of future TV contracts, they will go to pay-per-view on premium games, kind of like what Notre Dame does with Peacock. We've been hearing for probably 25, 30 years, 30 years that everything's going to go pay-per-view. And it may. I mean, but I don't think we're nearly as close as people have always thought we were. Do you remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, where they would have the college games? Every school kind of had their broadcast team, but I'm talking about not the radio team, a separate TV broadcast, and they would do pay-per-view, and I forgot what it was called. But you could order games. I remember Tennessee, it was 1988, Tennessee-UCLA out in Los Angeles. I watched that game on pay-per-view. Good friend Mark Dyer headed a lot of that up. They hired me to do games. And again, they were pay-per-view games, and each school had their setup. I don't mean like today with the SEC Network or the Big Ten Network or that relationship. None of that was around. And the thinking was, this is going to be the future. It didn't last. It didn't hold. Now, the way they're bidding on these contracts aren't about pay-per-view. I mean, literal, today you're not getting it unless you pony up again. You could, in the true essence of the words or the phrase pay-per-view, you could call what we're doing right now is pay-per-view. ESPN on your TV right now, whether you're getting it on Direct, Dish, or Comcast, or YouTube like I am now, you're paying for it. I mean, we're pay-per-view. Now, again, pay for each game individually? No, we're not doing that as defined, but we're paying for it. Now, I'll say YouTube TV is a heck of a deal, and all you guys that said, Bill, you ought to make that transition, you were right. I don't pay $100 now, and I get everything I want, other than Peacock. That's not a big loss. If Notre Dame's going to be on Peacock and I miss it, boo-hoo for me. What is Peacock? I could probably get it for $5, right? It's not like it would be anything. For me, it's just the point. It's when it comes to that. Yeah, if Notre Dame's playing Slappy State on a Saturday and I don't get to see Riley Leonard or Charles Jagasaw, the left tackle, or Ben Morrison, the cornerback. If I miss that, it just boo-hoo for me. Life sucks sometimes, right? I'll get over it. Frank Mondelli said, 1994, the UCLA Peyton Manning game. I don't think it was. I thought that was just regular TV. I could be wrong about that. Somebody check me on that. Frank might be right. That's for Jerry Colquitt went down on the first or second play of the game. Blown knee, career over. Guess who came in next? A Major League Baseball Hall of Famer was the next quarterback, Todd Helton.
Good morning. Still a couple of accidents in their clearing stages out here. It remains heavy on 40 going westbound. As you come through Hermitage, Donaldson here up by the airport, still a lot of traffic volume, 65 south. Sometimes it's pretty slow here at Trinity Lane. It's a wreck over to the side, Briley Parkway northbound right at Opry Mills over in Two Rivers. Still some volume making its way westbound on Vietnam Vets coming out of Hendersonville towards Conference Drive. It's also still loaded up pretty good with volume up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Right now on 24 towards Davidson County. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in the Middle Tennessee area. Make it Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short two-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
They called it back then. I think it was called video seat. And I know in the SEC, Big Ten, they all had a crew that they hired separate from radio that would do several of their games. And some of them were league games. Because you didn't have the in-depth contracts back then that you do now. I'm guessing back in 88, I remember watching, again, the Tennessee game, and Frank was talking about the 94 game where Tennessee opened up, Colquitt goes down immediately, they go to Helton, they go to Manning. They tried four quarterbacks in that game. And eventually that year, Manning took the job, and that was it, But in 88, I'm guessing those TV contracts, meaning the league revenue you would get just by league affiliation. And back then in 88, the league was only 10 teams. Arkansas and South Carolina were still 4 years away from joining. 10-team league. And it was a 10-team league from the mid-late 60s on, because in the 60s, Georgia Tech and Tulane, members of the SEC, left. They left on their own. They were not kicked out. They left on their own. Huge mistake. Didn't think so at the time, but huge mistake. Anyways, I'm guessing 1988, 1990, I'm guessing that the Big Ten and the SEC, when they would get their league check, might have been $1 million. Might have been maybe $2-3 million. I'm doubting it was $5 million. I could be wrong. I'm guessing there because I don't remember. We weren't really thinking about that at the time. Started thinking about it around 1992. That's another one I need to look. It's going to approach $100 million here soon. Already is. Yeah, already is. How about that? Yeah, how about that? Jim in Jupiter. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Billy. How you doing today?
Doing good, man.
So it's so interesting about this money and will it stop? And like you said, you've been talking about forever. It just never stops, right?
Correct. Correct.
And here's what is interesting for me about this, because I think the fans, and I'm talking about like really passionate fans, like myself, that give money to the school, give money to the booster organization. You know, I started giving money to NIL, you know. But the fan portion of it, I feel, is going to either stop or way, you know, just not give as much. Will the TV money make up for that, you know? Because, I mean, I'm kind of done with it. Like, I've been a season ticket holder for 20 years and they're redoing our stadium and they can't even tell me where I'm going to be down the road, you know, but they're willing, you know, they'll charge me a crazy amount, you know, something like it's really like an ungodly amount of money. What I'd have to pay to stay in my section, but I don't even know if I can stay there now, you know. Right. I don't know if the fans are going to continue to financially support it. What do you think about that?
So far, Jim, the money has been a spigot spraying at full blast, and there's no off button. There's no way to turn. You can't go to the wall and turn it off. I don't know. I mean, I've thought several times throughout the last 35 years it would slow down, and every time it accelerates. It doesn't just not slow down, it accelerates at a higher rate of speed. But I do think they're making, Jim, I do think they're making a dangerous bet right now. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous. You know, like I know, maybe the TV money would be so worth it, you know, and they'll make it up that way, and it won't matter where they get the money. Is money, it spends the same, right?
Right.
But I mean, just the, you know, the people that you know have funded it in the past, the fans. I just don't know if they're going to continue to want to put in that. Like myself, you know. This year, my wife, every day, she's like, are you going to get the season tickets? I'm like, I'm not. She thinks I'm bluffing that I'm not getting season tickets this year. I am not getting season tickets this year. I am not. They can't tell me where I'm going to be.
Wait. Breaking news, you are not going to renew.
No, I'm still a booster, but I haven't. No, I'm not getting seat. Now, when they can tell me, because they've gutted the whole thing, Billy, you know.
Yeah.
So if they said to me, hey, this is what it will cost you and this is where you'll be in 2025, all right, then I'm willing to do business. But they can't do that yet, you know.
Right.
So like where I'm at, you know, and I have good season tickets and I'm on the west side. Everybody wants to be on the west side in Doak because it's the shaded side. So if you get one of those afternoon games, you get some shade. But, you know, for me to stay there, it's good. There's no way I'm going to do it. Those are going to be club level type of tickets. But, you know, usually club level it's a small portion of, we already have that at Doak. You know,
Yeah.
Basically, the entire west side of the stadium is going to be club level. And so those are going to be corporate tickets. And corporate tickets, you know, I'm not paying corporate prices. I have the money to do it. I'm not going to. If I go to a game, I'll get it on StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever like that. And then if we can come to a deal in 2025, we will. But for 2 years, I will not be a season ticket holder. So
you won't
right.
be going if you're not you're not going to Tallahassee for games.
Oh no, I will. I'll just get them on the secondary market.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh no, I'll still go. But you know, and I'm still a booster and. Like an idiot, I'm doing the NIL thing. I don't know what I'm doing there.
You don't know where it's going. You're just doing it.
I mean, I'm doing it because they still got me there. But, you know, at some point I could see myself just taking all the money out. And you know, there's other things to spend your money on, you know. And if the TV is taking care of it and it's funding the university, then great. And then I can use my money for something else, you know. I mean, I'm 51 years old now. Most of my damn vacations over the past 20 years have resulted around Seminole football, you know, going to games all over the country. And it would kind of be nice to – you know, be like, all right, yeah, I don't have to worry about that. Let's go on a real vacation that doesn't involve the team, you know?
Right.
As I say that, I'm going to Ireland in a couple of months.
Alan in Tampa says, tell Jim to get off that wallet and move upstairs where he is.
Look, I do well, but I don't have Alan chicken nugget money, you know? So I can't do that. But I sure would like to do that one day to get in with Alan and be in one of those boxes or whatever. But they're pricing the average guy out or the above average guy out. So we'll see. It'll be corporations. I mean, what corporations want to be in Tallahassee? I just don't get that. But they say they're selling those seats, so that's what they're doing. All right, well, Jim, you all have a good one. It's good talking to you.
Appreciate it, man. Brent in the borough. Bill, Vols sold 70K season tickets and have a 15K wait list. Fans are not going to go away. I'm not necessarily saying they are. I'm just saying this is a pretty big bet they're making. Now, individual schools and all that, yeah, I mean, Tennessee fan base is a very passionate fan base. And maybe this won't be a deal breaker. I'm just saying that the text we got last hour from Mike and Bon Air made me think they may not be going anywhere. But they're making a really big bet right now. I need to look up back to the early 90s, late 80s, what the revenue share was in leagues. For example, the SEC, the B1s, at the time, the Pac-10, I guess. Because the last two teams to join the pack, well, other than Colorado, and then Utah, but I'm talking about back then, Arizona State joined in 78. Yeah, in 78. If I'm thinking correctly. But I'm wondering what the revenue give out dispersal was back then, late 80s, early 90s. Again, it's approaching 100 milli as we sit here. Yeah, it's approaching that. Michael in Atlanta. Bill, 94 Tennessee-UCLA game was on ABC. Len Swan was a sideline reporter in that game. He interviewed Peyton's parents in that game. Yeah, I thought it was on regular TV. I didn't think it was on – I believe that was called Video Seat back in the day. I got hired to do several of those games. That's back then when I thought I wanted to do that too. Realized after a couple of years of that, that I did not want to do that too. Did not enjoy that. But yes, he said that was on ABC, and UCLA ended up winning that game. Tennessee went through four quarterbacks in that game just to try and get something going. They went through Colquitt. He leaves the game immediately with an ACL. Helton, Todd Helton, Peyton Manning, and Brandon Stewart. They tried four quarterbacks in that game. Don't know that I've ever seen that. Now, Tennessee and Iowa played one year around 87. Iowa used three quarterbacks in that game. I do remember that, but very rare. And Tennessee could just never get anything going. And that 80, what year would that have been? That would have been 89, not 88, 89. That's when Chuck Webb and Reggie Cobb went out there, and UCLA was favored in that ball game, and both ran over 100 yards. Superstar running backs. And got to remember, Andy Kelly was not the quarterback yet. He took that game, that team over a couple of games later. Sterling Hinton was the quarterback on that Tennessee team. And about the time they had to play Alabama, somewhere in there is when Andy Kelly took over. And Andy was a much more accomplished passer than Sterling Hinton. Sterling Hinton was a really good athlete. Very good athlete. I met a guy years ago who was an RA, meaning he was one of the students who, you know, ran the dorm or something, or one of the heads at the dorm. Every school's got him. Residence assistant, whatever they call him. And something happened where Sterling Hinton got in trouble. I don't know if he came in drunk or stole something. I don't know. And he said, "Bill, I tackled him in open space. He was trying to run and get away, and I tackled him and brought him down in open space." The quarterback. That's pretty impressive if that's true. Clay said, "Was it called SpectraVision? Maybe that was it too. Something like Video Seat." I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember watching it and being part of it. I did an Alabama game. I did a Tennessee game. I did a Vanderbilt game. I did several. That's when I met Scott Hunter and did a few games with him. One of the former DBs, too, from back in the day was on those broadcasts with us, Alabama. But I don't remember. It wasn't a name. It wasn't like Jim Bob Harris or somebody like that, right? You Alabama fans go back as far as I do. Some of you do. All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of wrecks out here. One downtown, 40 West there at Broadway, just passing Demumbrium. It's got traffic a little bit slow there on the South Loop because of that crash. Also trying to push these cars to the side. That is a rear-end type collision. 24 eastbound over here at Shelby, and trying to fill out paperwork on a crash over in Two Rivers that was causing some rubbernecking delays earlier near the mall over there on Briley Parkway northbound at Opry Mills Drive. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena Football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
Yeah, I think Florida State's got the best gig. They just steal Allen's credit card every year. Allen never prosecutes them. He always lets them get away with it. Allen in Tampa, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
You know, Jim is right. I mean, they're pricing it out because first you got to drive up there. You got the tickets. You got the, if you don't pay booster money, I call it extortion money. Yeah. You're not getting good seats. And then the hotels go from $100 a night to $500 a night. I'll tell you how bad the hotels are. My estate lawyer lives in Fort Myers. It's cheaper for him to rent a motorhome in Fort Myers, drive up there, rent a campground, stay in it, drive back, than to rent a hotel room for 2 nights.
Man. What's it cost?
One of my buddies stays at the Hotel Indigo, which is by College Town, which is across the street from the stadium by the intramural fields.
Yeah.
2 nights minimum at the Hotel Indigo, I think it's like $1,500,
$1,600. And until this last year, some really crappy football for that price.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, 5-6 years ago, during the Club Willie days, I called my booster guy. I said, hey, I said, you got 12 boxes that are not sold. Tweets. They're not sold. Nobody's buying them. They're not sold. And they were 45,000. I said, I'll give you 25,000 for one. Well, we can't do that. I said, why not? Well, it wouldn't be fair. I said, well, you can't. It's like we have rental properties. And we rent nightly and weekly. You can't. There's no inventory there. When the night's gone, the night's gone. I said, so when the game's over, you lost that money. Isn't 25,000 better than nothing? Oh, we can't do that.
That doesn't surprise me.
And now there's a waiting list to get a box now because, listen, I remember a time when Bobby was there, there was a waiting list to get season tickets, you know. But, I mean, my property manager takes care of my rentals. We charge more during season. We charge less during this time of the year because you got to go with the flow. If you're losing football games and nobody's showing up, I'd rather have 25,000 something than 100% of nothing.
Their thinking was all you guys who are paying 40 or 50, whatever it is, feel cheated if they start cutting the price on the empties.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you can't advertise it. I mean, you can't go out and tell it. If they go to the boss and go, like a 3-year-old, nana, nana, boo, boo, mine's cheaper than yours, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if I buy a car for 70K, you buy your trucks for over 100, right? And then we have a recession, and they're saying that a lot of places car prices are going down, and somebody gets your same truck for 65, that's not their problem.
I'm not mad. They got a better deal than I did. I'm not mad at them.
Right.
You know, when I buy something, nobody put a gun to my head to make me buy it. I made that decision, you know.
Right. Right.
And it's like, I'll do work for a lot of companies, and somebody will say, well, they made X money off of what you did. They marked your price up. I don't care. I got what I wanted. I got what I asked for.
Right.
I don't care if you make $1 million off of what I do, as long as I get what I asked for.
Totally agree.
You can't, but see, the problem you got there is when the greed gets involved. When I used to work at, before I started my business, I was a partner, and it was great. We all making plenty of money. Everybody's happy. Two main owners got greedy. I called them thieves in their faces, and then it was over with after that.
Right.
When you tell somebody, if you want to steal money, I don't care, as long as I get my cut, they get mad. I said, if you guys want to steal money, I don't care, steal it all. But I want I owned 18% of the company. I said, but I want my 18%.
A couple of years ago, though, remember, you weren't going to renew.
Well, I wasn't. You're correct, sir.
I mean,
I got my grandchildren. They weren't. They love it. And
right.
You know, it's just we've been going up there since my son was. He'll be 39 in July, since he was 6 or 7 years old.
Wow.
You know, so it's been a long time. And also, you know, it's just it's funny. I know I told you this before. I'll make it quick. Very first game we ever went to, I won some tickets on a radio show to something called Lollapalooza, and I didn't know what that was, so I sold them. We used the money. We bought 3 tickets to an FSU game. Drive up that morning, go to the game, sit in the student section, had a blast. My son loved it. I still remember the kid's name behind this mic. Had no shirt on, had stuck in some alcoholic beverages. He was liquored up.
Yeah.
He had a great time. And now my box I sit in outside that window is where I sat for my first game.
Wow. You can see it.
I've come around the circle.
Was that box even there in your first game?
Oh, it was there, but Alan wasn't getting nowhere near it.
Oh, man.
But Jim is right, though. They're, you know, the average person, you can't afford it.
No. No.
Because just paying the booster money and buy the ticket to the game. You got to have a place to stay. You got to eat. You know, it's a whole deal.
Right.
And then the restaurants jack their prices up. The hotel jacks their prices up. The gas stations jack their prices up. You know, they're hanging them and gutting them, I call it.
Appreciate it, man.
Oh, all right, buddy. Have a good day, man. Thanks.
Yeah, see, Alan can afford $50 of $50,000, whatever this week. Chicken, little pack of chicken nuggets, $160. Can of beer, probably $20. Natty Light on top of that. Can of Natty Light, about $20.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of wrecks out here. One downtown, 40 West there at Broadway, just passing Demumbrium. It's got traffic a little bit slow there on the south loop because of that crash. Also trying to push these cars to the side. That is a rear-end type collision. 24 eastbound over here at Shelby, and trying to fill out paperwork on a crash over in Two Rivers that was causing some rubber decking delays earlier near the mall over there on Briley Parkway northbound at Opry Mills Drive. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bite it. It's not playing portion because we don't allow that, but it's not non-playing portion, and you agree to go. And Patton, don't listen to what I'm about to say. This is not aimed at Pat. Pat will do well. But if you knew, when you get the invite to that wedding, you knew that there was a really good chance that that couple that you're about to go support, meaning you're going to be there, is probably going to get a divorce at some point. Would you still go? Because that's the case. I remember when I was 5, I was asked by some family down the street to be a ring boy or whatever. I don't even know. I had to walk with some little girl down the aisle. And some couple's getting married. Some girl down the street getting married. And I remember a couple of months later, I heard my mom talking and they were already divorced. I don't even know what that meant. I think I asked, what does that mean? Well, they're unmarried. I don't think they got to 6 months. This was in the 60s, late 60s. okay? So I was there. I had to work that wedding. Yeah, I was a five-year-old. They put me to work at that wedding. And I don't remember what I had to do, but I had to walk down the aisle. That was my first dose of reality in this world. Right there. First, hey, you're five. You got no idea what's out there. No, absolutely true story. 100% true. Now, I'm not divorced, but most everybody else is. I do know that. Jeff, too, said, speaking of cost, he goes, I took our son Thatcher to a few games at Alabama over the last few years. To put cost in perspective, we went, him and his son Thatcher, to the 22 Utah State Alabama game in Tuscaloosa. One day, tickets, hotel, gas, and food cost us $1,200. Bill, that was one day, not the weekend. One day. He said, Bill, another thing. Cool nugget. Me and my wife were introduced. First time we met each other by a mutual friend who went to Alabama. My wife graduated in 05 at Alabama. Friend who introduced us has an uncle, his dad's sister's husband, who has owned racehorses in the past. One of the uncle's close friends, who he hangs out with throughout the year, is a man that goes by the name of Lance Gassaway. Lance owns Mystic Dan, who just won the closest derby race ever. His uncle said he got to see Mystic Dan before he hit the big scene. How about that? How about that? That is an ironic one there, to say the least. Yeah, to say the very, very least. Tomorrow, we'll guest it up. Brett Cianci about 20 minutes into hour one. Blake Ruffino, top of hour two. LSU just won their series against the, at the time, top-ranked Texas A&M Aggies. Because of that, and Tennessee winning the series down in Hogtown, Tony Vols is ranked number one. Now, what significance does the movement of the rankings have right now? You could claim not a lot, but it's still a prideful thing. If you're Tony Vols, you've now been ranked number one most of the whole year of 22. Again, didn't work out that way at the end. And now you're back ranked number one in 24. And you got to the College World Series a year ago. That's actually pretty good. To say the least, that's really, really good. Now, what that means the rest of the way, I believe you guys said we've got 2 weeks of the regular season left across college baseball for most everybody. Then it's your conference tournament. And then it's who gets the invite. Yeah, that's where we're at. Who gets the invite? That's the next step. And how you do from then on, man, those are tough. As Tennessee found out against Notre Dame, you can catch a team at the wrong time and get eliminated. Notre Dame, man. Started hitting dingers in that third game in Knoxville. Tennessee had a slight lead, I believe, 2-0, 3-1, something like that. I remember I left watching. I was watching, and then I went to the garage for a couple of minutes. I come back, and they're down. Notre Dame's taking the lead. And then they brought in that Jack. Who's that kid, Jack Finley, who's just now coming off Tommy John? He's starting to throw again, I think, from a year ago. Who was a very good freshman lefty. And they couldn't hit him. And that's a Tennessee team that's got two guys right now already in Major League Baseball. Maybe more. Just the ones I think I know about. Trey Lipscomb's, I think he's been up and down a couple times, but Trey Lipscomb and then Jordan Beck. And again, I might be shortchanging them a little bit on who all they've got up there. Gonna wrap it up. That was interesting. Again, when it's the non-playing portion, which is almost always occupied, the playing portion, with the games that just got played and the games that are about to get played, right? I mean, that writes the script every show. Non-playing portion, we got a lot of latitude. We use that latitude today to its fullest extent. and exercise and brain power today, y'all. It was so much fun. We did it collectively. That's the good thing. Lash Bob.